Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for today's radio show, Business is Personal. And our topic is the euphoria of admitting when it sucks. And our leading lady today is Erin Lee. And Erin is the founder of Pulp. Pulp is a web design and marketing company. And it's she really started this business as a love letter to Orange County. Although she's got clients all around the globe, her passion and her love is really in supporting and being of service to local community and her home of Orange County. And I want to tell you a little bit about Erin. We've learned that Erin is curious and creative. She's adventurous. She is a life learner. She's a brilliant storyteller. I can tell you this personally. She's very accessible to her clients. She's heart-centered. And these are just a few of the things that really describe Erin and why I'm so excited to have her as our guest today. So without further ado, founder of Pulp Creative, Erin Lee. Good morning, or good afternoon, Erin.
Hi, Shawn. What a great intro. Thank you.
You're so welcome, and thank you so much for being with us today. And a little bit of backstory. I had the pleasure of meeting Erin at a luncheon for Connected Women of Influence, who brings you this incredible show. And I just had this instant attraction to Erin's energy and the way that she was in our group. And I don't know, she just held this really open space, and I immediately wanted to connect with her and know more about what she does and to tell me more about her business. And Erin has some really beautiful blogs on her site. And there was a blog that she'd written that was so open and heartfelt and transparent. And it was her really talking about this really honest struggle that she had gone through and, you know, and the unpacking that can often go along with us taking a look at our life or our business or our relationships or whatever it might be, and really kind of taking a step back and just saying, is this working? So when I'd asked Erin if she would be our guest today, I brought up that blog and I said, Erin, I'd really love to unpack this topic with you a little bit. So I think what I'd like to do, Erin, is if we can just dive right in, and if you could share with me and our listeners, you know, what is your take and what is your come from with this idea of there actually being a euphoria that awaits us when we admit that things suck?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of thinking about that, actually, when you did bring it up. And for me, it is sort of a two-parter. I think when things aren't going good and you're in the zone and it just sucks and you don't realize it and it's just sucking, and that just sucks. I mean, we could just go on with that word. But when you realize it and you say, hey, this is no good, but the second part is to say, okay, I'm going to change it. And then everything lifts off your shoulders, at least for me. And then you change it and you get out of that situation.
That has certainly been my experience as well. But I know for me personally, Erin, there have been times or situations or things that have been going on where I want that, but working my way out of that and working from where I am to the point where I can say that it sucks and then actually do something about it, like sometimes that's a longer bridge than others to gap. And I'd love to know if you have any, if you have found that there are things that you can do when you kind of come to or wake up in that moment of like, I'm not where I want to be. This doesn't feel anything like I want it to be. And then making that shift, like have you found that there are things that you do that shorten that distance?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in daydreaming, so I daydream a lot, and I think about how I'd like to see it.
I love that.
Yeah, and I do a lot of writing. I set goals for myself, and I say, okay, well, where do we want to be? And you know, we've talked about it. I've traveled a lot. I've done a lot of things, and it's when I set my mind to it and I daydream about it and I practice it over and over again, I kind of set an obsession almost with it, and I figure out, okay, where do I want to be? And let's work myself backwards, and let's take the steps to get there.
Okay. And can you give an example? And if you can't, that's fine. But I'm wondering if you can give an example of a time when that took a little bit longer for you.
To get out of the situation?
Yes. And I want to add a caveat to that. Was there a benefit or a learning for you when you stayed in it a little bit longer? You know, is there ever a benefit to just like hang out in that wallowing or that hand wringing? Like, is there something that comes from that as well?
Yeah, I mean, last year was actually really hard for me. I'd gone through a breakup and I was not in a good place in my head, and I just think was a little bit depressed, and I didn't know how to get out of it. And when I finally made up that my mind and I said, that's it, it's done, I have to get out of this, what am I going to do? I knew the actions I had to take to start changing the mindset, and it took about 3 months, but I started swimming every day, I started doing my meditation again, I got back into finding myself, and looking back now, I think, wow, I was really in kind of a dark place for about a year, and it sucked, and then it took about 3 months, and now I can say I'm way better and in my place, but I have to do that action every day now, and that was probably the first thing I thought of when you asked me that.
The first thing you thought of was how dark that period had been a year or so ago.
Yeah, and how it was for about a year also, and it just wasn't a great situation. I wasn't happy with a lot of different things. I wasn't happy with where I was living. I wasn't happy with how my career was going. It was before I created Pulp. I wasn't happy in my relationship, and I was in it, and I didn't know I was in it. I was just in it. And then I thought, I'm not happy. And what is it that I want to do? And I want to travel. I want to be remote. That's what makes me happy. And I'd kind of gotten stuck where I was, and I felt a little bit trapped and from my own doing, because I wasn't envisioning where I wanted to be anymore. And I wasn't doing the work I needed to do in the mornings, and that consistent, like I said, swimming for me is everything. It clears my head, and that meditation, just 5 minutes every morning for me is a thing that I'm telling you, it makes such a huge difference. And then I also started, I saw the Tina Turner documentary, and she does her chanting, and I've always wanted to do it. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm finally going to start doing it. And I started doing my chanting. And when I chant, I imagine what I wanted. And I wanted to be a web designer and be a remote designer so I could take my dog and travel across this country, because I've traveled most of the world, but I wanted to see this country, and I wanted to feel happy again. And I was at a crossroads, and I thought, man, if I don't pick myself up, this sucks. And then there was kind of this euphoria, like we talked about, of, okay, well, let's pick myself up. Let's do this. And it lifted almost immediately, but now it's been that consistent work and pulling myself out of it, which I'm there. It's good now.
I'm so happy to hear that, Erin. And I just want to thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, being in a place like that for a year, and there are people that might even be listening to our call, either live or on the replay, who might have even been in that place longer than that and might still be there now. And so if you don't mind, I would love it if you would unpack a little bit Because a year is a long time, right? So during that time, you know, is there something that happened where you began to see the light again? Like, was there, and maybe it was watching that Tina Turner documentary, but was there a moment? Did you read something? Was it just sheer willpower where you just said, you know what, Erin, you have to get out of bed one foot in front of the other? You know, was it a gradual, reemerging basically, or was there a pivotal moment where you just thought, you know what, this is going to go one of two ways. Like, this is going to go south really quickly, or I'm going to do something to get myself out of this.
It was a combination of things. First, it was my friends, my best friends, and I, let me back up a little. The first thing I did was I said, okay, then let's start traveling the country. And so I packed up and I took my dog and I went up to Oregon because my best friend was going to get married. And I thought, okay, hopefully this will start shaking me up or doing something, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't quite know that I was in it. I just knew I needed to shake things up and needed to get out of here. And then my friends came to me and they said, you're depressed and you need to do something about it because we haven't seen you like this. It's been going on for a year. This is not who you are. And how can we help you basically? And I thought, wow, that's kind of a, like, your best friends come at you. There must be something going on because it was, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine for so long. And then I still wasn't quite there. And I went down the coast and I took the dog and we went camping and took a couple months. And then when I got back to Orange County, I started to feel it again. And then that's when I think I had a moment of, okay, I really need to work on this. I need to pull myself out of it because I wasn't quite pulled out of it yet. And I thought, okay, well, let's start swimming. Let's do the meditation. Like, and I realized the key for me and my mantra right now is consistency. And my girlfriends and I are doing this thing where we're going to be consistent, and we're going to stick to it. And we have this goal of, okay, it's been 6 months and I've been doing it for 6 months now. And I mean, life is just kind of changing. And that was the moment.
Erin, that's incredible. And, you know, I really, again, want to applaud the fact that you said and recognized that there was something going on and that going to Oregon wasn't the thing and going down the coast definitely helped. And then you came back home and it had resurfaced. And at that moment, again, like it's when we're on those thresholds, right? It's like, are we going to go through it? Because in my experience, the magic is on the other side of going through it, but it's that decision of like, I'm going to go through this as opposed to either, you know, retreating from it and staying in bed or doing something even worse. And, you know, it's really interesting that you said, I didn't know that I was in it. Right. So I think that part of that euphoria is when we finally do recognize that, right?
Exactly.
When we're like, oh my God, like there is, like, I get it. Like I can't,
there's hope
I might
I can
not
get
even
out
be
of
able
it.
To put, yes. And I might not even be able to put my finger on exactly what it is, but there's clearly something going on here. And so I wanted to share with you and our listeners. So the title of our show, The Euphoria of Admitting When It Sucks, came from something that Danielle Laporte wrote and talked about. And she outlines in her article of the same name these steps. And I want to share this with everyone. And these are indicators of when it simply is not working, also known as indicators of when it sucks. One, you use "it sucks" in sentences to describe any aspect of your situation. Two, you drag your ass to it. Three, Sunday night anxiety, meaning that we're dreading Monday. Four, dismal sales. Yes, the universe speaks to us through cash. Five, the bleak absence of synchronicity. Six, not a whole lot of thanks coming your way. Seven, your mother is your best customer. And eight, seething resentment. And those are just a few. I mean, I think that the idea of that is to really take a look at, are we dreading going to something? Are we constantly saying, this is awful? Are we complaining? Are we negative? Are we judgmental? Is our business simply coming from our friends, which could be a great indicator that we're really not out there working on our business as much? You know, do we feel resentment personally with people in our lives or potentially with other women or other businesses that are doing what we want to do and they're making it and we're not? You know, I think that all of those things, which all seem to be tied back to a negative feeling or a feeling of any kind of depression, I think that those are really great indicators that what we're doing right now isn't working. Right. So then the question becomes, what are we going to do about it? And I would love to dive into that part in our second segment. But what I want to do first, Erin, is I would love it if you would let everybody know the way that they can learn more about you and more about Pulp and your web design and the work that you do and read your blog, because you're an amazing writer. And like I said, you are an incredible storyteller. And I think that one of the things, and I'm just going to go out on a limb here, I think one of the things that may have come from this this experience that you've not only gone through, but that you've come out on the other side of, I think that that has really benefited you in being a storyteller and helping you to extract the stories from other people. So I would love if you would give everyone your contact information and your website.
Sure. It's actually Pulp, P-U-L-P-O-C, .com. And you can go on there and you can email me at erin@pulpoc.com. You can call me also, 808-283-9241. I love chatting a lot. And I do web design and local SEO. So what that means is I help local businesses get ranked in the top three of the Google search, the Google. And my uncle is my mentor and business partner, and he's been doing that for 25 years. And when I got back home to Orange County last year, we teamed up, and he said, hey, with your beautiful designs and my local SEO, let's help businesses. And then that's kind of how Orange or Pulp was created. And like you said, it was my nod to my hometown, which I'd been away for quite a while, and when I got back, I just fell in love with it all over again, and I said, well, it's going to be Pulp, and that's what we're going to do, and so it's been a wonderful ride ever since.
That's amazing, Erin, and it's so great to hear you say that you left and came back, and it wasn't working, and you left again and came back again, and it's now this love affair with this place that had at one point, you know, really been the, you know, the location, you know, kind of the scene of the crime, if you will, for feelings of real darkness and sadness, you know. And I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, business and the euphoria of admitting when it sucks in business. And I know for me personally, and I'll share this with you, of working with clients when we know it's just not working. And I'm wondering if you've had some of those experiences, or if you have, you know, a policy or a hard line in the sand when it comes to, you know, who you work with and who you don't work with, or if you have any experiences or examples that you could share of, you know, maybe a business situation that you were in that wasn't working and that maybe you stayed in longer than you wish you would have, and how you got out of that.
Yeah, I had, when I first started, and this was before Pulp, but I was just freelance, and I had picked up quite a few clients, and I went to a seminar, and her name is Lynette Sanders, and she's amazing, and she talked about the three different kinds of clients, and ones that you have to learn how to say no to, and you have to be able to let go of. And me, financially, you know, keep trying to get clients, and and stay afloat with my business because I was so new, I'd held on to quite a few that, there actually wasn't that many, but a couple that nowadays I would know immediately that I can say no and refer them to somebody else. But there was a time where I was able to have one of my clients, and I just said I was going to move forward, and it wasn't working out, and I wished him the best, and it was a huge relief. And I think that's okay to do, and you do it in a way of, hey, this isn't working, and it's not working for you. And my policy is I want to be really happy in my life, and I want to work with somebody that's really happy also. I mean, I know happy is a broad term, but I want to have a good relationship and a nice working relationship. I believe in being kind and excited about our lives and our jobs, and I want that energy around me at all times, because anything less than is hard and can pull you down sometimes. So that's my policy. And when that wasn't working out, I was able to cut that, and it was great. And now I can say all my clients I love. I have a great client base, and I think that's because I decided that when I listened to Lynette, and it changed everything.
Good for you, Erin. That's great. And what would you say to someone who is maybe in that situation where they have clients that they're not in love with, but they feel like, they have that conversation in their head where they're like, well, I have to pay my bills and they're my bread and butter. And, it's not easy to find new clients. Or if someone's kind of in that space of stuckness, do you have any feedback or advice for them on finding that courage between, really recognizing that, that business is really important to sustaining the livelihood of a business, but kind of, going along with the theme of our show, which is that business is personal. Would you have any advice for someone that might be in that position where they feel that they just don't have any options?
Yeah, and I totally get where they're coming from. And I've had it said to me when I would call and vent to my girlfriends, and they said, well, it's money, it's money. And I had to make a decision. I thought, yeah, it's money, but my advice that I got, that I will now share, is when you let go of something that's creating a space in you that's sucking your energy because you're stressed out or whatever, it's really a trickling effect. And it's just energetically, that's just how it is. And you take it to your next client or whatever. It's just not a good energy to be carrying around. And when you release it, you open yourself up to other opportunities, and you're in a better space, and it's just so much better. And so I know it's tough when you want money. Believe me, I know it's tough. And sometimes you got to do it for that time. But if you're able to say, hey, and take that leap and have that courage. I mean, number one, if you're already in your own business, you have courage. It's just you're there. So you know you have it. And so you just say, you know what, I'm going to try this and let this go. And then I'm going to work my butt off, and I'm going to go this way and have this energy. And I guarantee you something will come. I guarantee you.
You know, Erin, that's really beautiful. And something that struck me while you were talking is not doing it alone. Like whether it's a mentor or a coach or a strategist or a friend or a family member, like you with your uncle and your girlfriend's like calling you out and being like, Erin, this has to change. I think if we can find that person or those people to say like, hey, I'm going to take this gigantic leap of faith, and I have to be rid of this client in 6 months or 6 days or 6 minutes, and I don't know what's around the next corner, and I don't know where my next business is going to come from, so will you help me? Will you support me? And I think that when we can do that, the most incredible things start to happen. And I loved what you said, that it opens up these other opportunities. Mm-hmm. But if we are in that stuckiness and that stuckness alone, that's all we can see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like our own hand-wringing and our own misery and our own worry. But the fact that you were willing to be like, wow, these are my girlfriends and they're worried about me, there must be something going on, as opposed to being like, leave me alone, I want to be in my cave, don't bother me. So I think really it begins there as well, that there has to be an opening. you know, there's that Leonard Cohen song that there's a crack in everything. It's how the light gets in. And I think that if there is even that slightest opening, whether it is for ourselves to come out through or whether we see it in someone else and it's an opening for us to get in and to put our hand out to somebody that we love and care about and say, hey, I can see that you're struggling. What do you need? You know, I think that that's a really big part of it.
It's everything to me. My tribe or my peeps, whatever you want to call it, they're just everything. My support system is by far the most important thing to me.
Right. And yet, right, like even in the best circumstances when we have that, there are times where we just need to be in it for a while, you know, and in your case, it was a year. But look at it now.
Well, and I wanted to touch back on that because I don't think we went there because you had mentioned that about whether or not it was worth it. I think I forget how you worded it. But
yes.
Looking back now and when I think about it, it was, I am so glad I went through what I went through because it pushed me. I think I was meant to go through it. That's how I'm starting to believe now. I was meant to go through it because it took me to a really dark, deep, scared place. And it said, okay, you're going to face yourself and you're going to deal with this. And this is the thing you need to deal with. And it pushed me to the other side where I came out stronger, as cliche as that sounds, but it's true. And I look back and I go, oh, I get it now. I had to go through that because I had this I had to deal with and I wasn't dealing with it. And there it was.
That's so good, Erin. And, you know, and I'm just going to second what you're saying with, you know, I lost my biggest client, just complete transparency, and they would do anywhere from $125,000 to $225,000 a year. And it's really easy to get comfortable with a client like that. And they were also there. It was riddled with challenges and issues and other problems. But again, the money, I was like, how could I ever not have this client? And they were my client for 10 years. And I think that for me, you know, when I look at it, like, am I grateful that I went through the loss of that client? Absolutely not. I'm not the least bit grateful for that. But what I am grateful for is what I learned from it and the way that it held me and pushed me and challenged me and opened me up and broke me open in a way that I didn't really even recognize that I needed. You know, so just like what you said, like I needed this. And what it did is it pushed me beyond my growth edges, right? Because it's really easy to get really comfortable when you have a client that's that size.
Yeah.
Right. And when you all of a sudden have to like be like, holy smokes, you know,
that's a chunk of change. Yeah.
It is. It was really significant. But it took me to another place, Erin. That I'm still going through, right? I am still discovering who I am without that business, and it's life changing, you know. And I think it's really about paying attention to those sensitive signals, and we get them, right? And I think we really have to pay attention and be present, you know. And I don't think that we need to worry about how we're going to fix it. I think we just need to be ruthlessly honest with ourselves it's shitty and it sucks and then ask the question, which is the million-dollar question, what are we going to do about it? But Erin, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing so openly today and for being on our show. You are an amazing guest. And ladies, you can reach Erin at pulpoc.com. And I really hope that you will check out her work as a designer, as a marketing person, the CEO work that they do. And she's an incredible writer and storyteller. So, Erin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much.
It's been really delightful to have you, and you're so welcome. And we are back here every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and every Friday at 2 p.m. And I hope that you will join us again for another show of Women Lead Radio, because we are here to serve. And I would like to leave you with this. Those who say it's not personal, it's just business, are lying. All business is personal, and the best business is very personal. Thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy. Thank you.